Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hello, Niall. Can you bring up the issue on your show, please? I'm father of 17-year-old boy who has been dating someone for the last few months. He started chatting with her on Tinder last summer and then met her twice during the times when the restrictions were eased in Dublin. I was pleased when he told us that he had a new girlfriend whom he wanted to meet in a cafe. He never made much friends growing up and never really had a girlfriend, so we were happy for him to travel and were more concerned about him getting the virus than anything else. Last week, he showed me my wife a picture of who he's actually dating, and she was curious who this girl was. It wasn't a girl. It was a 24-year-old woman. Well, she is a girl, isn't she? Okay, if you want to class somebody as a woman once they get over the age of 18, I suppose. Okay, she's a 24-year-old woman, and she was shocked and told me, despite being shocked, both of us have very different opinions. I'm actually proud that he's gotten an older woman, whereas my wife thinks it's a bit sick. She knows that at 17, he is over the age of consent, which means that legally he can date somebody older, but she still thinks it's inappropriate. She doesn't understand why someone that old would want to be with someone who hasn't even graduated secondary school. In her mind, neither she nor her friends would ever have been attracted to a guy that young when they were in their 20s. This may be a double standard, but I would agree with my wife if the genders of my children were swapped. Call me sexist, but I just don't think that an older woman dating a teenage boy is as predatory as an older guy dating a teenage girl. I find it hard to believe that my son could be taken advantage of in any shape or form. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. What do other people think? Okay, so what would you do if your 17-year-old, over the age of consent, 17-year-old, came home and said, yeah, here's my new girlfriend. Let's increase the age just a little bit, okay? Say to 24 is what, that's old enough, I suppose. 24 or 25 years of age, the girl, the woman, is 24 or 25. Would you have an issue with it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you have an issue with your son or daughter? Let's see if there is a double standard in this. Would you have an issue with your son or daughter dating somebody that was, I don't know, nearly 10 years older than them? Sheila, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Sheila?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Sheila.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. It's a bit late. At what stage do you start saying Happy New Year?
I don't know. I think we all need to be saying happy anything to everyone.
Yeah, well, particularly today. It's Blue Monday anyway, so yeah, we should be doing. I know, yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Shouldn't have reminded you of that, should I?
Jesus. No, you shouldn't have.
Are you having a miserable day? A
very bad day.
Why? Yeah. Is anything...
You're
pissed off?
Yeah, I'm pissed off.
Bored?
I'm sorry, but I am. I'm pissed off.
Are you...
Anyway.
Are you bored?
Yeah.
Why? Because you just can't go anywhere?
I can't work. I can't go out to work.
Oh.
I'm sitting at home.
Twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, watching Netflix. There's nothing else I can watch on Netflix. It's all gone.
I know. I started watching Lupin. Have you watched Lupin?
No. Is that good?
It's all right, but there's only five episodes of it, so it's only season one. So just, I hate to be a spoiler for everyone, you get to the end of the fifth episode and you go, what happens now? And we have to wait till next year or whatever. It might even be pulled, I don't know.
Well, then I won't be watching that.
But it is quite good. It's French and it is dubbed, but you wouldn't actually notice that it's dubbed. It's dubbed
really?
Very well, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah. As for a 24-year-old getting my 17-year-old son, I'd say the shite out.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
Why?
He might be enjoying it, but she has other agendas.
What agendas would she have? Having a young man, like?
Ah, no. Come on. A 24-year-old. A 17-year-old. Ah, stop.
But I mean, it would have been quite common going back, in my mum and dad's time and your mum and dad's time or even up to about 20 years ago, for people, for the guy to be much older than the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I had said to you it was a 23-year-old or 24-year-old bloke with your 17-year-old daughter.
I'd knock him out as well.
But they are over the age of consent.
I don't care.
Do you have any kids, Sheila?
I have two.
And
two grown-ups, and I'm telling you, I've gone through the teenage years and I've gone through shite with them.
Right.
And they now do not annoy mammy.
Right. Don't get on the wrong side of mammy.
No.
No, she'll knock your block off.
Oh, without a doubt.
So what, if you're in, what advice would you give to this father and mother of the 17-year-old boy? You can't end it, because if you turn around to him and say, listen, son, she's too old, you have to end that. He's going to go, oh, no, I love her. I'm not ending it.
Yeah, he loves her, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he talking with his head or his...
His doodah.
Yeah.
See, this is it. He is probably, you're right, Sheila. He's probably thinking with his doodah.
Of course he is. Yeah. Yeah.
She's 24. She's a well-experienced woman. You know what I mean?
Don't end up in heartbreak.
Yeah.
Defo.
Right.
And I'd knock her into the middle of next week.
So would you give her a call and say, listen, stay away from me, Clem. Go and get someone your own
age. My kids were here and they could talk to you. They'd say, yeah, my ma, I'd knock her into the middle of next week.
So what? Well, let's do the phone call then, right? We'll pretend her name is, give her a name, Mary, right? Okay, so I'm Mary, right?
Mary.
Just Mary, right? Okay, all so right, I'm Mary. Mary, okay, and you're ringing her. Okay.
Hello, Mary here.
Mary.
Yes.
I'm Mary's ma.
No, Connor. You're Connor's ma.
Yeah. I can't say who. I can't say my son's name.
No, it's not your. Is Connor your son's name?
No.
No. Well, then I'm just making up a name. Right. Okay.
I am Sheila, and I am your mammy to be. No.
Hold on. This phone call is going all wrong, Sheila. You're ringing up. You're ringing Mary. She's 24, right? And she's going out with Connor, your son, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's 17, right?
I'm Connor's mammy, and if you don't stop now, I'm going to knock you out.
But I love him.
Not as much as I love him.
but he's very good. He is good boy.
Niall, you're wrecking my head.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Julie. Julie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Julie?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Julie.
Yeah, and come here. I think he's going to be 18 soon and anyway, so he's going to do it either way. So I think leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
I don't see a big problem with that. Like, it's not a huge age gap. So no, I don't see a problem. If it was my son, I'd let him go. He's going to do it anyway. He's going to be 18 on his next birthday. So what's the problem?
Well, yeah, but at 17, he's over the age of consent anyway, so there's...
He's out of his uniform, and anyway, at 17 years of age, so he's out of his school uniform. So, no, I don't see a problem with it. No,
but he's still but he's still in school. Like, she'd be probably picking him up from school.
He'd be nearly out of school, though. Come on, he'd be heading towards college now at this stage. So, no, and he's nearly 18.
Sheila's going to knock your woman's block off.
I'm going to knock someone's head off.
No, that's no message. Julie, if it was your daughter with a 24 or 25-year-old guy, would you be equally, would you feel the same way?
She's nearly 18. She's going to do it anyway. So why would you stop her now? Like, on her next birthday, she's 18, so she's entitled to do what she wants then. You can't stop her then. So what's the point in stopping her at 17? There's only a couple of months in the difference.
Yeah, Sheila.
I can't. Like,
can't be dealing with this today. She can't.
They're too young at 17 and 18 to make a choice like that. Really?
No, you're not. You have to have yourself.
I haven't a clue.
It's only 24. There's not a big age gap. It's not you.
I haven't a clue when I'm 17. I haven't a clue.
You do. You do have a clue when you're 17. You don't have a clue when you're 12. When you're 17, you have a clue.
Well, I'm 53 now, so when I was 17 in the 80s, I hadn't a bog's notion.
Yeah, times were different. Joking. We were a bit more innocent then. I hadn't a clue when I was 16 or 17 as well, but that was in the 80s too, or 70s. Yeah.
No,
I know my own, Niall, and I know that if it never happened, but I know that I'd just knock our block off and that's the end of it.
But you know, I remember, you know, when your dad didn't approve of somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember I met a girl, I think I was only with her for a few days, but my dad had found out, this is the way the times were at the time, okay, so I do apologise to anybody who's a single parent, okay? But my dad found out this girl had a baby that I had met. And, you know, I'd been to her house once or twice or something like that. Yeah, I know. I think I was 17 at the time. And my dad, this is what my dad said. This is the times that we were living in. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now, no son of mine is going out with second-hand goods. And that's the way it is. You're not bringing her to this house.
She has a child, Niall. There's a big difference. Like, this girl doesn't have any kids.
So I know. But I'm just saying. But that's just the way it was at the time,
Judy.
How
did that go with the relationship with the girl with the kids? Did you end up, did it not last long, no?
No, it didn't last. It didn't last long. I was 17, for God's sake. I was thick as a plank. The point
exactly.
I was making is,
you're
like Sheila.
But there's a child. She's a child.
What?
You're going back to 17 now. You're saying I was 17 having a bad motion. A 17-year-old boy and a 24-year-old woman. No, stop.
He's nearly 18.
Yeah, but she is, Julie. Julie, she is right. He is thinking about the wrong part of his body.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But he's nearly 18. He's going to be able to do that in any way when he's 18. So why stop him now when in another on his next birthday?
Do you think 18, when they turn 18, they've suddenly...
No, but when he turns 18, like, his father can't stop him. He can't tell him what to do when he turns 18.
No,
so he's
but
going
I mean,
to do it anyway.
18, they're still not mature 18. Boys aren't. Niall, you don't mature till you're 23.
That's right. Like, she's
right.
To learn by them, though.
Girls, see, Julie, girls do mature quicker, so... I would be slower to give out, although if it was my daughter at 17 and she met a 25-year-old, I'd knock his block off as well.
I'd knock his block off.
but in saying that, girls do mature quicker, Julie. They have
they
to.
Do.
I don't know what it is. But they,
absolutely.
Boys are thick-like. They really are, with the greatest respect to most of them.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's bizarre. It's bizarre to think that boys can be taken advantage of probably easier than girls.
Absolutely, I agree.
You know what I mean?
From the waist down and that's all.
Girls are a bit more savvy, you know what I mean?
Not these days.
I think they have. I mean, boys, I mean, look at some of those stories. Remember there was a story there 2 years ago where some young fella 16 or something was with a 27-year-old school teacher or something like that. And I'm pretty sure all his mates were high-fiving him because these young fellas don't be...
But
they don't be thinking. These young fellas don't be thinking. They don't be thinking of their future. They don't be thinking... All they're thinking of, and Sheila is right about that part of it, is boys' testosterone has gone bonkers in their bodies and they're just thinking, you know, with the wrong bit of their body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's going to be 18 on his next birthday. So whatever you say...
And he's going to be broken at 19. Because she's not going to want him at 19. He probably won't want her at 19. He'd probably see young flesh when he's 19. I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
But he will. And he'll be just devastated if she goes off with someone else. And he'll see someone else as well.
Well, she's only 24. Maybe she won't. Like, there's not a huge age gap. She's not a granny, like, do you know what I mean? There's not a huge age gap. It's below 10 years. Like, it's not.
You're
it's 17 not you.
and you're going with a 24-year-old.
He's going to be nearly 18 on his next birthday. It's not a huge age. I don't see that as a huge age gap.
Yeah, my partner's 10 years younger than me, Sheila.
Well, my husband's 10 years older than me.
And what are you talking about?
Exactly.
I was lucky.
Alright. And when did you meet him? If you I'll tell you now, Sheila, if you tell me 17, I'm cutting you off.
No, I was 18.
There you go. Stop calling kettle black.
Ah, stop, Sheila. So, and see, this is what we do as parents. We think, if my children behave the way I did, I'll knock their block off.
My mother and father went ballistic.
I know, but you did it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was lucky.
I don't buy that one. Alright, listen, thank you very much, ladies. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Let me know what you think, by the way. How would you feel if your 17-year-old, or indeed 18-year-old, was dating somebody that was 8 or 9 years older than them? How would you feel about it? Peter, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Peter?
Hey, and oil. How are things?
How are you keeping, Peter?
I'm keeping grand now that they let me talk to you again.
And why, who stopped you from talking to me?
Adam had been trying to grant you a couple of times, especially yesterday when it was about there. Or was it yesterday?
I wasn't here yesterday. Go on, yeah, go on.
Oh, yes, weekend. Blue Monday.
That's that Aisling one. That's that Aisling one. She bars people from the show.
Yeah. It was about separating the church from the government for how and
how. Oh, that would have been right up your alley, Peter.
Oh, I tried to get on and he wouldn't ring me back. I said, I'm blown out now.
I'm going to move to News Talk.
No, couldn't change the dial. 4 FM all the way.
All right, thanks very much. Remember when they knock at your door, it's Classic Hits. All right. So, Peter. Yeah, absolutely. Peter, so what would you do in this situation? So, you've got a son at the moment. How many kids have you got, by the way?
I have two.
Okay, a boy and a girl?
A boy and a girl, a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Okay, so the 8-year-old is the girl, 12-year-old is the boy.
No, the 8-year-old, the boy, or the 8-year-old, you haven't even finished. 12-year-old, a boy, 8-year-old, a girl.
That's what I said, yeah, okay. So, the 12-year-old, when he gets to 17, a little bit of a man, he comes home to you and he says, Dad, found myself a new girlfriend. She's 25 years of age, look at her, isn't she gorgeous? What do you think of that picture?
Well, first of all, from what I gather, they've been going back and forth on the phone and they've met once or twice.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, that puts to bed them two feminist women that you had on before the hippie.
Who, Sheila and Julie?
Yeah, who knocked the head off them.
That puts Julie was older. Julie didn't say she'd knocked the head off him.
Right, right. Excuse the pun, but that puts to bed that he's not just wanting to be with her for one reason.
Right.
You know what I mean? He doesn't want to just want to be with her for that specific reason.
How do you know?
And the reason why, because he's rang her. He's met her once or twice. If he wanted to be with her, he would have met her the first time. If he didn't get what he wanted, he would have tail-ended it.
But he might have got what he wanted and thought it was good, and that's why he wants to stay with her for.
Yeah. But the reason why I'm ringing up and saying what I'm saying is because I've done a wedding of a young person, legal wedding,
yeah,
and the age gap was 8 years. They're happily married. They've children.
What's the legal? Because you obviously, you do carry out weddings, or you're a minister. So, what's the legal age in this country? 17, is it?
But there's certain circumstances.
Yeah, you can go to a circuit court and get permission at the age of 16. Can you?
Yeah, in traveller circumstances.
Yeah, the members of the travelling community had traditionally got married a little bit younger. And mind you, most of us, even the settled community, and my man dad's age, were getting married at 16. But yeah, I think nowadays it's 17, and to get married at 16, you have to have permission from the circuit court. Is that the way it is?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, okay. So you had a young girl, was it? A young girl or a young guy?
A young guy who married an older girl, and they're happily married. They've a child now, and they're doing very well with themselves.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be happy now if you're 17 or 18 year old was getting married, really, would you?
I mean, 17 or 18, but I'm saying if it was to grow into a relationship, and he were get to that stage, like, what would stop them from having a happy and successful?
No, all of our mothers and fathers got married very young, so I'm not saying that it will end up in tears. It may not end up in tears, but people do think there's something dubious about the motives of an older person being with a younger person.
No, I know, this is why I'm saying it, because I done one wedding myself, and I know of two other couples, so... I know three people where there was an age gap of between 5 to 8 years in these weddings, and 5 and 6 years on, these people are living great lives, children, and happy as happy can be in this horrible COVID situation.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second, because I want to go to Colin as well, and I'm going to come to Teresa in a minute. Colin, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Colin?
Hello,
I can hear you, Colin. Colin, would you have a problem with this?
Well, I'm 23 myself, so I just kind of put myself into the position. And personally, I think regardless of gender, it's completely warped.
It's warped.
For someone 17 going out with a 24-year-old, like, alarm bells would be going off my head if I was a 17-year-old. And
right, you think there's a motive behind this, yeah.
Well, if I was 17 and I was with a 24-year-old woman, I'd be... I wouldn't be going into a relationship. Like, I'd meet her for a night, like, you know.
But, yeah, for no strings, like. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But
for booty call.
Personally, alarm has been off. I think she's a bit socially inept back when she was 17, so she's trying to relive a fantasy. Maybe she was rejected when she was 17 by people her own age group. Now
that's disgraceful to say something like that.
I'm sorry, but that's what I think. Like, you know, if they were 30 and she was 37, that's perfectly fine. But a 17-year-old...
Well, we don't live in a perfect world anymore, and times have changed and things have changed. And age is sometimes only a number.
Yes. You know? Yeah, I agree with you to some degree. But you know what I mean?
They're at completely different stages of life. He's 17, not even finished school. She's 24. They've been going out 5 years, she'd be 29 and she'd be wanting kids.
I understand the point Colin is making. Like, if he was 35 and she was 41 or 42, that's you could live with that. That's fine. that's not an issue because, you know, older people, age gaps are not a problem. But it's just the point Colin is making. He is young. He's got his whole life ahead of him. She's not even finished school yet. Like, is she going to be picking him up from school in her car? Like, she's at a different point in her life.
Yeah, and maybe if they build on their relationship as they are, talking and being with each other, like, what's to stop them from developing into a great relationship, into two great people, and growing up and having a great family?
Yeah, but she's got to be thinking about wedding bells and babies, whereas he's thinking about his college course.
And then the young people be a bit more mature.
Yeah, but hang on, let me just get a female voice in here as well. Stay there, lads. Teresa, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Teresa?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Teresa, is there an issue? I mean, look, age is not a problem as you get older. It doesn't matter if there's a bit of an age gap. But when you're younger at a different point in your life, as Colin has pointed out, this 7-year-old is only a young fella, not even gone into college yet. He's only doing his leaving cert, probably. And here's a woman who's probably going to be thinking of babies and wedding bells. You know what I mean?
I think when you're a bit younger, all right, there would be issues. But, like, I'm 56 and my partner's 43 and we're together 16 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you're more mature when you're a little bit older.
Yeah.
And you can handle...
Well, you're both at the same stage of life. You're middle-aged. So you're both... Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's fine. That's okay. There's not an issue there. But when you're younger, can you imagine if you would have gone to your mother at 17 and said, I've met a bloke and he's 25, how would she have felt about it?
Oh, without a doubt, I would have been...
You'd have been boxed around the house.
Yeah.
As most of us would have.
But to be honest, at that age, I don't think you're mature enough to kind of deal with situations.
Mm.
But the older you get, it's
not an issue.
Life kind of puts you on the spot.
Yeah.
So you kind of, you know what to handle and what not to handle and what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Mm. Well, I kind of get that. But, okay, so you've got kids at the moment, have you?
I have two kids of my own and he has one.
Okay, and how old are your children?
My daughter's 31 and my son's 28.
Aye, they're well ahead of that age now. But okay,
and I have grandchildren as well. So, I mean, it's...
Is it a double standard, by the way? Do we feel differently and more protective over our little girls than our little boys?
Oh, that's always the issue, yeah.
Yeah, especially, so we're kind of high-fiving the 17...
100% too.
Yeah, we're high-fiving the 17-year-old boy, whereas we're protecting the 17-year-old girl.
Well, you're more kind of vulnerable, I think, to a certain extent, being a young girl, because you can become pregnant and stuff like that, and you're more emotional to a certain extent as well.
But I did point out earlier on that I think young girls, 17-year-old girls, are more mature than young boys.
Oh, definitely. They are more mature, but to be honest, at the end of the day, it's the girls that would be steps ahead of young lads.
Yeah, because a young girl at 17 emotionally understand what a relationship is all about and what their future. She's more interested in her future. Will the future with this person be good emotionally? Whereas a young lad at 17, you know, a lot of them, I'm not saying all of them, they're only thinking of one thing.
Ah, you're not giving us enough crowding oil.
No.
I'm starting around now. Sorry, Colin. What are you saying?
17. He's only thinking of one thing. He's not thinking about babies and getting married.
No, he's not. He's just thinking, am I going to get me end away tonight?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, Peter, be honest.
Be honest.
You're not giving us enough credit. You're putting us down, you are. That's just shocking.
Do you not think young girls have a bit more wherewithal, Peter, than young boys? 17-year-olds.
Yeah, they do. More mature.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah, of course they are. I'm glad you're agreeing with me now. Sorry, Tracy, you would agree with that as well, wouldn't you?
Peter, you must be the most emotionally intelligent 17-year-old in Dublin when you were growing up.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Look, I know what most 17-year-old boys are thinking of. And there is obviously double standard, and we're high-fiving the 17-year-old boy when he's with the older girl or woman, a 24-year-old, whereas we're concerned about the 17-year-old girl when she's with a 24-year-old guy. Are you sure that's the right thing to do? Et cetera, et cetera.
Niall, fair play to that woman, because when I was growing up, my dad used to always slight me and always say, if there was work in the bed, you'd sleep on the floor, and there's that woman mad to go to work, and the rest of the people in the country, well, we won't say much about that.
This is Sheila you're talking about.
Niall, you have to be 18 to look at Tinder. Where were his parents then?
Ah, I see. Where were the parents when he met her? This is the point you're making. Well, we all know that people lie when they get onto these apps. Lisa, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Lisa?
Hi, Niall. How's things?
Good. Lisa, what age were you when you met the love of your life?
Well, I wouldn't call him the love of my life because we're divorced now, but...
he was at one stage the love of your life.
He was at one stage. Yeah. I was 16 and I was... So we start going out in November. I was 16 and I was 17 in the January.
Okay.
He was 23 and 24 in the December. So he was 24 and I was 17.
Okay. Yeah, okay, and so you were just 17, yeah.
I was just 17 and he was just 24, yeah.
Okay, and at the time, was that an issue? Did anybody raise an issue with that? Did your mum or anybody else raise an issue with that?
No, I think because we kind of did it right. Like, I introduced them to my mum sort of on the third date, I think it was, and
yeah.
He was very respectful and stuff like that. So, no, there was no...
He was a nice boy.
He was lovely. He was a great chap. I mean, we were really together till I was 40, so we
yeah.
were nearly 24 years together, you know.
Oh, so you got married. What age were
we
you?
We got married.
What age?
I was 25, he was 32.
Okay.
When we got married. And then when we separated, I was 40.
Okay.
And he was.
And what happened? Did you just fall out of love?
Just fell out of love, you know.
Oh, it's sad, isn't it?
And it was nothing. It was sad, but, you know, we all move on.
And do you still talk to each other, your friends?
Best friends. That's talk every day.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, that's
I've
lovely
met a
to hear.
Girlfriend and we've had drinks together and he's in a band. And
so you've met his new, you've met new girlfriends of his, and is there a bit of meow going on?
Oh, not at all. No.
No.
No, not at all. I met her within 2 months of them going out with each other. And
there's a whole topic in that, by the way. You know, Lisa, there's actually a topic in this in itself. And the topic is, you know, how would you feel if your partner said, would you like to meet my ex-girlfriend? I don't know of many women. Now, I think guys, actually, no, I think both would feel bad about this. Do you want to meet me ex? I don't know. I don't want to meet your ex-boyfriend. Why would I want to meet somebody who'd been already, you know, been there? Like, I don't know.
No, I think because we were such good friends. Like, you can't be together 24 years and then just totally go out of each other's lives. We didn't have kids or anything like that, but we... You know, we didn't want to lose the friendship end of it.
Well, see, the fact that you didn't have children didn't complicate the divorce, I suppose, and didn't make
exactly, that's it. It
yeah,
was just very straightforward.
Yeah, the divorces can be quite bitter and what have you when there's children
yeah.
involved and custody and money and all that kind of carry
yeah.
on. So once you had an easy divorce, how long did it take you to get the divorce, by the way?
We actually got it very quick because we were, I shouldn't be saying it on air, but we were living separately in the same house. You know,
oh, I know what. So you're okay. You can legally do that nowadays. I know you're meant
yeah.
to be. You're allowed to be living separately for the previous 5 years. But
yeah.
once you tell a judge that, and you both agree to it,
we both agreed to that
you've been living a separate life for the last 4 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was no
reconciliation,
know,
no possible.
Exactly. It was literally, I just walked away and he walked away, and it was. Great,
and
you know?
I'm just, am I being really nosy asking you loads of questions, Lisa? Well,
no, you can ask me whatever you want. I'm an open book.
yeah, and towards the end of your relationship when you were living together, did you
yeah.
hate, were you fighting, were you arguing?
Not at all.
We didn't
fight.
So what happened? Who made the decision, Asha, let's get divorced? You know what I mean? Who made that decision?
I was the one who kind of initiated it, but he wanted it too. We were living like best friends.
But you just weren't attracted to each other anymore.
That's it. I live with my best friend at the moment who happens to be male. And the way I would live with him was the way I was living with my ex-husband.
So you were just content together.
We were housemates. Yeah.
yeah.
We,
there was no love.
Know,
no love.
No, no. But a lot of respect.
Did you find that yourself and your ex-partner or ex-husband were kind of looking further afield? In other words, that when you were out and about, you were kind of more attracted to other people than him. Was that a thing?
Yes, but I think more on his side.
Yeah.
He got pretty quick with somebody.
Oh, right, okay.
But
he did he? Huh?
Yeah, but the thing is...
How did you feel about that, Lisa? Were you not thinking yourself,
Jeez,
that was quick?
No, I don't care if anything was on beforehand because, you know, we were living like friends.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And it might sound like a soft touch, but I'm not. Like, it's just, I believe in what's meant for you won't pass you by. And, you know, he obviously was meant for me for a certain time.
Yeah.
And then he passed me by. So.
Yeah. Well, look, I have to say, I think it's a really nice story. I think it's I know there are people out there who don't agree with divorce and all that kind of carry on.
Yeah.
But if you're not meant to be with somebody anymore and you're not in love with somebody anymore, that you believe there's somebody else out there for you. And as long as you can do it amicably and the fact that you remain good friends, I think that's great. I think it's a wonderful story with a happy ending.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It is a happy ending, you know. Like, we're both getting our happy endings just with other people. And
good.
That sounds so bad.
Yeah, and are you with somebody now?
I'm starting to.
Oh, okay.
It's hard with COVID, but I have met somebody.
Oh, right, okay. How old is he? Is he older?
He was actually a school friend.
Oh,
and
stop. So you've known him for years?
No, I haven't seen him since I was 16.
Right, okay.
We reconnected and we're going to have a date after COVID. So.
All right, okay. And have you left, did you not have a date while the lockdown was lifted or the travel restrictions were lifted a few times?
No, because we've only started properly talking since New Year's Eve. So.
Right.
But yeah, good. I'm hopeful.
Well, yeah, you're ringing him every night and texting him every night?
We talk 4 hours a night, like,
Okay. And do you think he feels the same way?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good, good, good. All good. I'll go. Well, stay there a second. Let me go to Mark as well. Mark, you're on Classic Hits. Sorry, Mark, I spent a long time talking to Lise there because we went in five different directions. But Mark, getting back to the actual topic, Mark. So, I mean, this guy, 17 years of age, if that was your son and he was dating, came home and said he was dating a 24-year-old or 25-year-old girl, how would you feel?
Look, it's a total and utter double standard, you know what I mean? It really, really is. Like I said in my text a while ago, I mean, everyone be high-fiving the guy, 17 years old. If it was a girl, totally different story.
You're worried sick about her, yeah.
Yeah, but like, what the way I put it down is, like, I mean, you're one in this case, like the 24-year-old. I mean, like, a good chance she's setting herself up for a big disappointment. I mean, like, this guy's 17, you know? I mean, we've all...
Well, disappointment from what point of view? Sexual point of view?
As in, like, you know, like, she could turn around to him in 2-3 years' time and say, oh, yeah, I'm thinking of having kids. I mean, 2 years' time, he's going to be...
He's going to college. You know? Yeah, he's only doing his leaving cert now.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like, she's setting herself for a big, big disappointment.
Well, this is now, the point I made earlier on. Although that age gap is not a problem as you get older, when they're young, there are two different stages in life. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, totally. I mean, like, when you think, like, when you're, like, between the ages of 12 and 19, like, that's 7 years, you know what I mean? Like that 7 years of there is... huge the amount of change.
And the other thing to consider too, and Lisa, I'll say this to you as well.
Yeah.
If you meet somebody at a very young age, so you were with your lad from 16 years of age and you got married at 25, right? Yeah. You missed out probably on, you know, going out with your mates, getting drunk, having the crack, going on weekends away with the girls at 16 years of age, between 16 and 23, that part of your life, whereas he had already had it. So you kind of missed out on that. And maybe that comes back to bite people afterwards. I think that there's a bit from experience I can see that might come back to bite people.
Yeah, and I do think that, like, I have spoken with friends and I have said, God, I wish we hadn't met till I was, like, 25 or something like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I had great experiences with him. I travelled. I did a lot of stuff with him. So I personally don't see it as being a problem myself, but one thing I would say is I was much more mature than him, even though I was just 17.
Girls tend to be,
you know, so there didn't seem to be that kind of you know, that kind of issue with us. We kind of were mentally on the same level, I think.
Absolutely, yeah, but I do agree, Mark, you're absolutely right about the double standard. Because as a father as well, I would think differently of my 17-year-old son being with a 24-year-old girl than my 17-year-old daughter being with a 17-year-old guy.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, what I always say to people is, like, you know, just stick to the rule, half your age plus 10, can't go wrong.
Half your age plus 10.
Half your age plus 10.
I remember that one. All right, listen, thanks very much indeed. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Lisa, and thanks for sharing your experience with me. All right.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.